Of Jedi and Self-Preservation, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody slash Obi-Wan slash Quinlan, and is part 3 of the Two Jedi and a Commander series. Cody smiled when he woke up and saw both of his Jedi still asleep. He knew for a fact neither of them got enough normally. His only regret was that it took Quinlan getting hurt for them to rest this much. He was on the outside edge, so it was simple enough to extract himself from the bed and head for the fresher. He paused to grab a new set of blacks on the way. Obi-Wan had started to stir by the time Cody exited the fresher wearing his armor. "Shh, it's still early. You don't need to be up yet. I just knew I wouldn't sleep anymore, so I didn't want to disturb either of you," Cody said quietly. The human Jedi hummed in response and settled back down, turning over to cuddle closer to Quinlan since Cody had gotten out of bed. With a smile, the clone grabbed his helmet and slipped out of the room. After acquiring a cup of caff and a ration bar, Cody settled into his office to work on paperwork for a while. He'd give Obi-Wan and Quinlan at least another hour or two before he went back and made sure they were awake and ready for first meal. The first thing in his inbox reminded him about something he wanted to share. He opened the command chat. Priority alert. Cody. Boys, we have an answer. Priority response. Bly. An answer to what? Priority response. Rex. What could possibly warrant all caps first thing in the morning? Priority response. Cody. I have confirmed that Jedi are 1000% taught to prioritize the mission over their own health. Priority response. Wolf. According to who? Priority response. Cody. Intel is via my Jedi and my Jedi adjacent. Priority response. Rex. How did you get your boyfriends to admit that? Priority response. Bly. I know Voss was injured. Ayla was concerned. Priority response. Cody. Voss is recovering. His ship is damaged, so he will stay on the negotiator until repairs are complete. Priority response. Rex. My question still stands. Priority response. Cody. Voss neglected injuries. I asked outright if Jedi are just taught to ignore their self-preservation instincts. Both my Jedi confirmed that, basically, yes. Priority response. Rex. That explains so much about my general. Priority response. Gray. But the Jedi are so valuable. Why would they be taught that way? Priority response. Cody. Most of them are very selfless. Priority response. Wolf. They haven't figured out that they can't do anyone any good if they run themselves into the ground. Priority response. Gree. We need to do more to help them. Priority response. Doom. Would they accept more help? Priority response. Cody. We definitely need to institute mandatory post-battle checkups with the medics for all Jedi. Priority response. Gray. Would they let us do that? Priority response. Rex. I would literally pay to watch you tell General Kenobi he had to go to the medic. Priority response. Cody. You underestimate my ability to be persuasive. Priority response. Fox. I'm sure you could just threaten to withhold sex. That would probably motivate him. Priority response. Wolf. That might work for Cody and Bly, but not the rest of us. Priority response. Bly. Hey, leave me out of this. Priority response. Rex. I don't know how much luck we'll have with our generals, but the Padawan commanders might still be salvageable. They won't have quite so many bad habits to unlearn. Priority response, Gree. Barriss is an excellent Padawan, very polite and respectful. Priority response, Rex. But does she admit if she's injured? Priority response, Gree. No. Priority response, Doom. Obviously, this is a cultural thing for them, but we might have to protect them from themselves anyway. Priority response, Bakara. Don't any of you have a war to be fighting? An hour later, Cody returned to Obi-Wan's quarters. He carefully balanced three trays. Cody, we were just about to come and find you, Quinlan said. No, I was about to go find Cody. You are not leaving that bed until at least tomorrow, Obi-Wan disagreed sternly. See what I have to put up with? The Kiffar said dramatically. Such horror, the clone deadpanned. Obi-Wan took two of the trays and set them down on the desk. Would you care for any tea? He asked the other two. Yes, please, Cody said politely. Sure, provided it's one of the good kinds, Quinlan said. The human Jedi rolled his eyes before he went about making the tea. Once finished, he brought the cups over. Quinlan sat on the bed facing the desk. Are you always up this early? That eager to run off and bury yourself in endless form work? Cody snorted. Hardly eager, but I wasn't going to fall back asleep. While I would have been fine simply staying in bed, I know my mind can get loud sometimes. I didn't want to wake either of you. You need to heal, and he never gets enough sleep as it is. The soft, fond looks on their faces made him flush. Something about those looks felt incredibly intimate. Always so thoughtful, Obi-Wan said with a gentle smile, and he even brought us first meal. We definitely found a good one, Quinlan said with a grin. Cody found himself blushing a bit at that. He liked hearing them say nice things about him. They didn't talk about anything serious while they ate. But once they were done, Cody knew it was a good time to bring up his new policy. Given Quinlan's little misadventure, we are instituting a new policy. Mandatory post-battle or mission medical checkup for all Jedi, he said bluntly. Wait, can you actually do that? The Kiffar asked. The human Jedi frowned. Now, Cody, that's really not necessary. I disagree. After what Quinn said yesterday, the other commanders and I compared notes. Turns out, Jedi frequently hide injuries. Sometimes it's not a problem. Others, it could easily become a liability in the field. Therefore, mandatory med checks, Cody said firmly. Obi-Wan's frown deepened. Most Jedi aren't going to agree to this. Some will, some won't. I'm hoping you'll do it, for my sake, Cody said softly. That's a low blow, the redhead said. Playing dirty. I like it, the Kiffar chimed in. Don't think you're exempt just because you don't have a battalion, the clone said. Now, wait just a minute. Oh, it was okay for me, but not you, Obi-Wan asked, one eyebrow raised. Kark, Quinlan muttered. But I don't exactly go back to the temple between missions most of the time. Your ship has a med droid. Use it, Cody said simply. We don't want to control any of you. We're just tired of our Jedi neglecting their own well-being. The least we can do is make sure you're all getting the medical care you need. Obi-Wan's whole posture softened. I didn't realize it was bothering all of you so much, he said quietly. We've tried not to be obvious, Obi-Wan, but it really bothers us, especially the Shinies. So many Shinies go to their commanders fretting about their generals. If you all agree to this, it'll help. A lot, the clone explained. It would be terrible of us to refuse, the human replied, tone thoughtful. But I have a condition, one I think many of my fellow Jedi will also insist on. I'm listening, Cody said. If I must do this, so do you. You matter too, Obi-Wan said firmly. Cody smiled. I accept your terms. He turned to Quinlan with a raised brow. Fine, I'll do it. The end.